Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From FedEx.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having Phil Chopra back on the show. Phil is Managing Principal and Chief Investment Officer at Arbol Financial Strategies, Inc. And out of the great Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, also New York, in New York as well. He's spent a number of years as a financial advisor, and he's here to talk to us about a little bit about the economy and also unemployment. Phil Chopra, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Phil, what's got your interest up on unemployment? Why are you so interested in tracking that these days?
Well, I've always believed, Jim, that the numbers are really askew. I mean, last month we came out with 8.3%. Can't wait to see what March is. But we know that those numbers are very low. I mean, even Secretary of Labor Soli says there's a problem with the numbers because, A, it's not including the agricultural workers, and right now a lot of those legal migrant workers are out of work.
Right.
Consuming the social welfare system, but they're not appearing in the unemployment numbers because the farmers are not able to pay unemployment. And secondly, and I think even worse, is the fact that our small business owners, our entrepreneurs, those folks do not pay into the state unemployment insurance system either. So if they go under, if they go out of business, then you know what? They're not going to be counted.
You're talking about you're saying
the problem of those folks who have walked away from the system.
Well, there are 25 to 28 million small business owners in America, depending on who you talk to. But let's just say 25 million. And you're right. When I in 1989, I stopped being part of the employed or unemployed when I started my own business. I was a sole proprietor for initially. I was just worked for myself, but even though I wasn't in the initial stages, I wasn't very productive because I was starting a business from scratch. I was not considered part of the unemployed at that point.
Exactly. I'm in the same boat. You know, my business partner and I run our own financial services firm, and we're not counted in any of those numbers. In fact, I've often wondered if I went out of business, would anybody notice about my landlord?
Exactly.
So it's just a real disaster when we talk about these unemployment numbers, and I just don't get excited when I see the unemployment numbers going down.
Well,
because
what
we know our small businesses especially are not increasing employment, and we know that they're also hurting as far as their earnings are
down. I want to talk about that in the next segment because there's a lot to say about that. But the other thing I want to say about this unemployment rate, folks, when you hear an unemployment rate, the one the government, I don't care whether who gives it to you, Republican or Democrat, when you hear them giving you the number, please just disregard that number because it's really meaningless because it doesn't include the people who have decided to stop looking for a job. It doesn't include the people who have run out of benefits. And here's something else that I've learned recently, Phil, it doesn't include the people who have gone to Social Security, who've gone to disability. If you're able to get a disability because you've been unemployed so long, then that actually benefits the unemployment number.
And it doesn't include those people, Jim, that have thrown their hands up and walked away.
That's right.
Reach the end of their benefits, and they just can't get a job, and they're out there now in what I call la-la land. It's like a big purgatory.
Right. It also doesn't include the people who used to have a great job, and now they're working part-time in a much lesser job because they've got to feed themselves or their families. It doesn't include the underemployed, does it?
No, it doesn't. In fact, right in my hometown, I know somebody who used to be a university professor, and he's now bagging groceries at a supermarket.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
But is a problem when we have a highly educated person who we've invested in and our community's invested in now doing it.
And yet, in this political season, folks, we need to all pay attention to this. In this political season, when we hear a politician trying to take claim advantage, claim some kind of improvement in the unemployment numbers, those numbers are as useless as I won't say what my dad used to say they would be as useless as, but they're just very useless. Totally, I would disregard them. We're going to talk about what all this means for small businesses when we overlay this scenario in the small business sector after these messages with our good friend Phil Choppa. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.